WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The bodies of four Israeli hostages who died in Gaza after the October 7th attacks have now been turned over to Israel by Hamas. At the foreign desk, ABC's Lama Hassan says the victims include the youngest and oldest hostages.
Hamas claiming the Israeli Defense Forces killed them in airstrikes. Israel says it holds Hamas responsible for their deaths. The bodies will undergo forensic testing in Israel for formal identification.
President Trump says he likes the idea of giving some of the savings from Elon Musk's Department of Government efficiency back to taxpayers as a kind of dividend. The Pentagon could be the latest government agency on the chopping block when it comes to jobs being eliminated. The president still calling Ukrainian President Zelensky a dictator. Republican Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri.
My guess is he's expressing some frustration with Zelensky. But this has been very tough on Russia getting them to the negotiating table. That's good.
The president also saying Ukraine is responsible for starting the war. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's now been over 2 weeks since anyone has seen or heard from 16-year-old Sophia Franklin or the adult man accused of getting her pregnant and abducting her. Police believe 40-year-old Gary Day took her from her home in Beaver Dam 2 weeks ago. He's been on the run with her ever since. And now the case may be handed over to the U.S. Marshals. Beaver Dam police say they've been in contact with law enforcement from other cities, states, and federal agencies. But now the marshals may take the lead as they hunt for the two of them. The criminal complaint shows Day started talking with Franklin online last April. And in December, a parole officer in Day's native Arkansas found her at his home. She's currently 3 to 4 months pregnant. Amber alerts have been activated in Arkansas and Missouri. And Madison's bus service will be expanding to Monona. Metro Transit buses will make stops at Monona Civic Campus with the Library and City Hall, Monona Grove High School, Aldo Leopold Nature Center, and the Dutch Mill Park and Ride. Those routes will be hourly from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on weekdays. The new service begins March 3rd. And our super cold temperatures are actually helping cranberry farmers in Wisconsin. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
Wisconsin is the number one cranberry producer, growing over 400,000 tons of crop every year. And once the harvest is over, they start flooding the cranberry beds with water and freezing them. And when the beds freeze, it gives the crop a protective layer of ice, which is crucial for it to survive. And when it's finally all ice, it's time to sand the beds. This protects the vines, stimulates root growth and renewal. And if the cranberry vines don't get enough water, they may die and cause issues for the farmers. This can also impact you, especially if you love to eat or use cranberries. So sometimes we have to weather the cold for a good reason. Cranberry season starts mid-September.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Bucks and the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are back from the All-Star break with 5 games in the next 8 days, including tonight against the LA Clippers at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. The Bucks' Bobby Portis receiving word that 7 burglars have been charged with breaking into his home and also the homes of Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
Like, you put all you can into the game and then you come home and then just all your belongings are gone, thing that you work hard for. So it's kind of gratifying that these guys have been caught.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Back in LA when they had that group, Bandits in LA, my son's home was one of them. Austin's home was one of them that was burglarized. Still trying to figure out how he got on that list. You know, when you think about LeBron, Taylor Swift, and Austin, I didn't get that with the burglars. I wanted to talk to them about that. But yeah, it's an invasion of privacy. And you want whoever did it to be off the streets. The fact that they're able to do that this quickly with all these different people is pretty amazing. It's great.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. The coldest air of the week finally behind us. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 20s. Mostly clear tonight. Yes, it will be cold, just not as frigid as recent nights. Lows near zero. On Friday, sunny with a high of 23. Current temperature is 6 degrees.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, will it ever get warm again? Brittany Merlot will tell us, as well as talking some sports with Paul Noonan. And this shouldn't be a thing. Join us.
Matinere on air. Weekday mornings at 11. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
What world is he living in? It is not only contrary to the facts and the truth, but utterly despicable. A disgusting betrayal of a country that has bled and fought and died for freedom. Our president has so disregarded the truth, and their fight is our fight, and the president's surrender is pathetic and weak.
Wow. Thank you, Senator Richard Blumenthal.
Yes.
I think Dr. Redlener would like to echo that.
I think so.
All right. We have Dana Goldberg. We have Carl Frisch. And can I just say, I'm sorry, do we have 999? Because we have to speak fascist now. So everything Trump said about Zelensky, no.
I am.
Pardon me.
Oh, I have to turn my light on. Oh,
There we go. Oh, now look at me.
Now you're pretty.
Who's the pretty girl in the window there? yes, no, everything Trump said.
999999!
Yeah, for those of you that speak fascist, everything he said is a lie. Everything he says is a lie.
Everything.
First of all, millions of people have died in Ukraine. Just for, if you care about any kind of facts. Oh, thank you. Jim started by saying President Zelensky does not have a 4% approval rating. And there was a poll out yesterday, 60%. Mm-hmm. He's anywhere from 53, 57, yep. 60%, way higher than Trump. Okay, sorry, where was I? Ukraine did not start the war with Russia. They were invaded. The United States has not given twice what the EU has given to Ukraine. They've actually given half what the EU has given to Ukraine. Hashtag facts matter. Thank you, Jim, whoever you are. Nicole Wallace did that whole breakdown, too. Everything he said, right? He's caused the... First of all, Zelensky's a dictator that started the war? Oh, my God.
Even Republicans yesterday were like...
Nine. Oh, yeah, give me 14. This is John Thune, but this is how, like, mealy-mouthed they are.
Right.
Like,
the reporter's a little bit hard to hear, so...
Okay. Yeah.
Would you call Ukrainian President Zelensky a dictator, as President Trump has?
Well, I like I said, the president speaks for himself. What I want to see is a peaceful result, a peaceful outcome. And I think right now there's a negotiation going on. And let's see where that ultimately leads. Hopefully it'll get to the outcome we all want to see.
Could you sound any more spineless and cowardly, right? He's a dictator that started the war in Ukraine. Oh, my God. Okay. Yes. Oh, here it is. I'm just looking at the latest one. This would be he presently boasts an approval rating of close to 60%. That's the most recent one.
Yeah.
I saw one yesterday said 53%, then 57%. That's different than 4%. By the way, he's not good with numbers. Did you? We can't. I can't subject you to his voice because even I can't. I can't. But did you see his whole? Okay. First of all, he tripled down on dead people getting Social Security. Oh my God! Once again,
999999999.
Does anyone know anyone who's died? I think a bunch of people do. Anyone that's the death of a relative. My mom passed a couple years ago. They don't get Social Security. Like that, it's so insane that he keeps doubling down on these same lies, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, wait, I have to find okay. Oh,
you
know what?
Help. You have a lot of stuff.
I called an audible for myself, and now I'm not prepared for the thing I just set up.
Do you need some help?
No, I'm fine. No, it's so insane. It's so like Rain Man mixed with whatever. Like he's just spitting out all these numbers, and they're just gobbledygook. He has no idea what he's talking about.
Right.
Okay. So that was just starting with the Ukraine Zelensky lies. Let's, okay. Oh, how about this one? Can I just say, speaking of numbers, Senator Tammy Baldwin yesterday.
Last night, the president said, I'm not touching Medicare, mm-hmm. Medicaid, Social Security, whatever, VA. I'm not touching them. By this morning, he endorsed the House budget resolution, which paves the way for massive cuts to Medicaid. And people have got to be aware.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Why? Can you believe anything? Thank you. Why are we all Nancy Kerrigan at this point? Why? He keeps kneecapping us. Why would you believe anything he says? Not going to touch it. In fact, he sounded particularly rapey about it. Going to cherish it. Love it. Kiss and hug it. Medicaid. Love it.
Motorboat it.
He did say, I'm going to cherish it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just think I'm going to buy it.
Okay. That aside, why would you believe anything he says? He just turned around the next day. Okay. Oh, here it is. Here we go. Hang on. I can't subject you to his actual voice because it makes me want to pour hot coffee in my hooch.
Okay.
For 3 hours, and that would be, you know, that's scaldy. Hurt. We'd be scaldy down there, so that's why we don't play his voice anymore.
No.
Okay. Trump basically came, people born during the Civil War and even before had been receiving Social Security checks. Elon Musk claimed that he's Doge found that more than 20 million Americans over the age of 100 have been receiving checks. He shared a screenshot of a spreadsheet he said was from SS. Okay, can you understand this is all bull? It's all bull. You can make up anything and hold it up to the camera. He is not proving any of this. Yes, Chris.
Point of order.
Yes.
Social Security did not exist in the Civil War.
Right. That's not important.
Okay.
Now.
Okay. Just wanted to, you know, point of order that.
As several publications have pointed out, some of these claims appear to originate from a quirk in SSA's databases. They used an old programming language, as we said yesterday, called COBOL, that they...
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, 999 is my point. Those are the numbers,
9999,
as Herman Cain would say.
Okay. That's also Trump's Social Security number. 9999999999.
Apparently, Biden was too old to be president, is my point. But let me read the transcript of what came out of his mouth. Is this not Rain Man meets, I don't know, old mush brain? I don't even.
Oh, this,
he said,
yes.
So. Okay, so none of this, but this is, he was doubling and tripling down on what Elon Musk says. So Elon Musk lies, and then Trump takes that lie.
Right.
And
then
he goes, no, 100 million for condoms in Hamas.
No.
And the number is zero.
It's like the opposite of that. But,
right. Okay.
But go on.
Okay. Are you ready? This came out of the sitting president's why does not one reporter go, what the are you talking about, Grandpa?
Because that
Jesus
reporter would get kicked
Christ.
Out of, kicked out of the press room forever.
Listen to this. 3.6 million people around Social Security rose from the age of 110 years old to 119. Do you think there's really that many? These people are seriously old, but it gets worse. 3.47 million people on Social Security from the age of 120 years to 129 years old. 3.9 million people are on Social Security from 130 years old to 139 years old. There are 3.5 million people from ages 140 to 149 years old on Social Security, and 1.3 million people are on Social Security from age 150 to 159, and over 130,000 people are on Social Security over the age of 160 years old, okay? Okay? Including 1,039 people. Think of it. Think of it. Over 1,000 people at the ages of 220 and 229, and one person of 240 years old and was in 249. And the record topper, wait, I'm not done yet.
I can't think of a person who needs a teleprompter more than this guy.
And it's one person on Social Security who's 360 years old, which is approximately 110 years old.
Wow, my
in
God,
our country.
Shut up! Shut up!
I think he's just counting everyone are just killing ourselves so that no one will be on Social Security because we have to listen to him talk for one more minute.
We're like that old lady in Airplane that hangs herself because she doesn't want to hear that story anymore.
Yes, we are like the old lady on Airplane next to Robert Hayes. We're all just like, oh, stop talking. I will kill myself and get off Social Security.
The guy pouring gasoline over himself.
Eric, the samurai swords are back. Where is the little kid stammering that you do? What's that called?
It's in that computer. Stammering kid.
People just sat there listening to that whole thing. Rain Man, meets 5-year-old that just got caught stealing a bunch of cookies or something. Right. Okay.
You want him.
That's true.
Is there enough rope for us all? Off ourselves. We're not going to be able to wade Bella for the asteroid.
He's going to put a tariff on ropes. I don't know how.
Yes, he will.
You know what? People are quoting. That was funny. People are quoting Bella on Twitter more than me. It's starting to piss me off. Yesterday, when I talked about the asteroid hitting in 2032, she said, "Oh, good. That's when I changed my IUD." That was funny. I can't believe her mom and her 14-year-old sister listened to this highly inappropriate show. Her mother sent her the Atomic Blonde outfit yesterday for her to dress as a honeypot to get one of the Doge bags to rat out Elon Musk on the election theft in 2024.
Yeah, my Mar-a-Lago outfit.
And what story did your 14-year-old sister hear Stephanie tell?
She heard the nail story about why women Yes, and she texted me and said, LOL, long nails and short nails. You have long nails.
14, Steph.
What's her name?
Charlie? Yeah.
Charlie, you don't need to know that yet. You don't know what mommy's talking about. Uh-huh. We're having adult talk now. Okay, it's all so ridiculous. I just can't. One last one.
Hypocrites!
Trump accuses federal workers of playing golf after he spent the last 3 weekdays at his golf golfing because of...
He did, yeah.
There's got to be maggots waking up. I mean, he demanded federal employees who've been working remotely show up in person amid a week in which he visited his golf course 3 times and went to a NASCAR race. He shared his message for workers from his golf course in Doral in Miami.
Because of course he did.
Because he can't work at home. They're not working. They're playing tennis. They're playing golf.
Oh, my
God. This is just the first zero self-awareness administration, or they just don't care. It's a big
F
you.
They don't care.
Oh, you know what I have for you?
Whoa.
This is quite a thick stack, isn't it?
What is that?
Oh, BuzzFeed. Oh,
Bella,
we have
thing
the longest version
yesterday
of You Were Warned.
Oh, my God.
F around and find out ever. BuzzFeed, Donald Trump supporters are waking up to the reality of their ballot choices. Oh. Sad clown. Okay, we will get to the largest edition of We Tried to Tell You You Were Warned.
No.
Just a bit. No. All right, and we have Carl Frisch, Dr. Doom, and Dana Goldberg, 17 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo.
Credo.
Mobile, the OG sexy liberal company, company, right?
Yep.
We were doing the sexy liberal show for 11 billion years.
Well,
until
give or take.
Yes, as long as I've been collecting Social Security, which was since the Civil War,
right?
In 18.
Yeah, Ken Burns talked about you in that documentary.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Anyway, my point is, they have been giving to progressive causes. Joey's been using them 20 years. She knew about this 20 years ago.
She did.
They have given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits that need us more than ever right now. Got to have each other's backs. And you get the largest, most reliable phone network in the country. You get competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Sorry, that's me. I turned it up by accident. Okay. She thought she did something wrong. It was me. Grandma can't hear. Okay. Also, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at CredoMobile.com. CredoMobile.com.
Family.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea.
Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018. How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes, okay. Christopher, your first opportunity to be wrong today. Who said tyranny requires your fear and your silence and your compliance? Democracy requires your courage.
Beanie and Cecil.
No, star of stage, screen, Illinois, and Chicago sexy liberal Governor J.B. Pritzker, who is a hero of democracy. Okay. All right. I have a sad violin. However, we're going to need a smaller one. We're going to need the tiniest violin. For Donald Trump supporters are waking up to the reality of their choices. We need to all call them a whambulance. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, don't put me at the front of the welcome wagon. I'll be in the back with Frangela heckling.
Uh-huh.
You stupid morons! That's us. I'll come around, don't worry.
We know you.
You know I can be gracious. I was gracious to the MAGA lady on the plane next to me.
You're not gracious.
I am fucking gracious and lovely. Okay, BuzzFeed brings us this. We are in a month into the new Trump administration. Unfortunately, means the 2015 meme is becoming more and more true. I never thought leopards would eat my face, sobs woman who voted for the Leopards Eating People's Faces party. Here are some of the Republican voters who definitely could not have seen any of this coming.
Oh, boy.
BuzzFeed engaging in some snark. Nicely done. Okay, so we're just reading a sampling from social media, Christopher.
Good. Okay.
My Trumpy neighbor from across the street, the one who taunted me with his Trump sign and got his funky ass ordered back into the office full time, he works for DHS, said he didn't know about this and he's taking care of his elderly mother. Is everyone in the country gone mad? Oh, dear. President's out.
F around and find out.
Well, you got to go into the office even though you're taking care of your old mom.
While Trump is on the golf course.
Okay. My parents are conservative and own a business whose sole purpose is writing federal grants. Their entire income is now completely gone because of Trump. The Leopards are having an absolute feast.
Yep.
Okay. Now, wait, there's more. This goes on for pages. This is somebody replying to Donald Trump. I voted for you because I'm disabled and now you're going to screw me. This crap that your team is suggesting to mess with my SNAP benefits and SSI is pathetic. I was born and raised in the United States of America and your big idea is to screw me over. I prayed for you!
That was your first problem.
Oh, please. Oh, this one's tiny. Hold on. I was just talking to my mother about this Saturday. She's an elderly MAGA and diabetic. She was saying how glad she was that the prices were capped. And I just casually mentioned, unless the order gets rescinded, she was like, what? Can they do that? Of course, I never thought they could do this. Really trying not to do. And I told you so dance right in front of her. You get what you voted for. Okay. It's hard because it's mom. As someone on Medicaid, am I screwed?
Computer says yes.
I am low income and I'm on Medicaid. My liberal family keeps giving me a hard time about voting for Trump because now I'm not going to be able to afford my medication. That I'm ignorant for voting for someone that wants to decrease Medicaid budget because I rely on it heavily. Please help me out, folks. What's the reality here? The reality is you are screwed.
Yeah, you effed around and now you're finding
right,
out.
Right, the reality is we tried to warn you. Okay. I'm just saying, I'm going to be in this phase for a while, the whole.
We tried to tell you, you were warned, you dummy twits. You were warned, we tried to tell you, you were warned, now deal with it.
Wow, this may stretch into tomorrow. This is a lot so far. We're only a month in.
Only a month.
Emily from Duluth, Minnesota, categorizes her vote for Trump as the biggest mistake of my life. She's horrified by Trump's focus on deportations and the use of Guantanamo Bay to hold migrants. Donald Trump tweeted, I'll be signing an executive order next week ending the ridiculous Biden push for paper straws, which don't work. Back to plastic. Someone tweeted to him, sir, what about lowering the prices for groceries? You said you were going to lower the prices for groceries, and that's why I voted for you. I didn't vote to change straws or take over countries. Lower the prices of groceries. Do your job. Page 2. Here at the grocery store talking to the cashier, and apparently some older white lady came in crying her eyes out at the whole tariffs thing and how she didn't understand what she voted for. Save your tears. We literally warned everyone. What we were told is that we were overreacting. Okay. Oh, please. More violin. I am so sorry I voted for Trump. He's letting Elon Musk take over the government, and it's not looking pretty. He's taking away cancer research funds, and now my family with cancer might not get the help they deserve. I thought Trump was going to make America great again. Just another person lying to us.
Yep.
Okay, that lady, I could probably be a little nicer to.
Oh, you're not going to be on the welcome wagon for her.
I'll worm my way to the front to be nice to her. Why did Trump revoke Executive Order 14087, Biden's order that reduced prescription prices? I'm extremely happy Trump won. I've loved a lot of the orders he put in place, but this one has confused me. I haven't seen anyone other than the left mention this. Seems like a corporate greedy thing to do. Is there more context I'm missing as to why he undid this?
Nope.
No.
No.
Just the context that, you know. Just that context.
Just that, the idiot context, yeah.
I got to go more. Bled over into the next segment. I got a couple. Okay. Wow. See, that's going to go on for 4 years. Well. And Carl Frisch next.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. If you take the bus here in Madison, you may face some issues today. Metro Transit leaders say there's an extreme number of drivers absent from work today. You can check their real-time information on their website that should give you updates about your route. And Wisconsin's governing body over school sports has banned trans students from competing in girls' categories. The WIAA board says they're acting on new federal guidance from the Trump administration. Jimmy Kuska has more.
The WIAA announced Wednesday that it is changing its policy on transgender student athletes and their ability to participate in competition. Citing federal guidance, the WIAA said in a statement that the new policy bans students assigned male at birth from competing in girls' sports. Last week, the NCAA issued the same notice as it relates to women's sports and college athletics. President Donald Trump has issued multiple executive orders this month, including rescinding last year's Title IX updates, prompting the policy changes. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
And new data shows gun deaths in Wisconsin are dropping for the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic began. According to numbers from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, gun deaths overall are still at higher levels than before the pandemic, but had slight drops from 2022 to 2023. Gun-related suicides in the state dropped from 532 to 508, and gun-related homicides dropped from 290 to 238. Violence prevention officials say the drop is encouraging. And Madison's fire department is making history again. They have one of the first electric pumpers in North America. This one is manufactured by a company called Pierce Volterra, and Madison firefighters are the first ones in the country to test it on duty. Its new home is Fire Station 8 on the east side. Almost 4 years ago, Madison firefighters became the first ones in the nation to put an electric fire truck into service. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. The coldest air of the week finally behind us. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 20s. Mostly clear tonight. Yes, it will be cold, just not as frigid as recent nights. Lows near zero. On Friday, sunny with a high of 23. Current temperature is 6 degrees.
Madison, tax season is here. Ramos Tax Services has been saving you money for over 25 years. Locally owned, open year-round, and the best price in town. Mention this ad and get $20 off your return. RamosTax.com, 658 South Gammon Road. Ramos Tax Service.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Norm Kapinski from Appleton Cigar joins the show and makes a popcorn pick of the week. And then president of the Fox Valley Veterans Council, Tim Cody, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
He went from being the dork that was jumping around on stage to allegedly being this amazing genius that's going to save this entire country, the country that he wasn't born in a country that maybe he doesn't agree with the idea of a democratic republic, considering the fact that he may have been more so on the side of apartheid.
Oh.
the Jasmine Crockett we desperately need injected into our veins every single morning. Thank you. Did you see this? I just wanted to read a brief transcript because we can't play his name, or I can't see his flapping Garfield anus lips, or I will carry myself. Reporter asked him, Trump yesterday, Doge and SpaceX employees are now working directly at the FAA and the DOD, agencies that have billions of dollars of contract with Musk's companies or regulate them. How is that not a conflict of interest? Trump, well, I mean, I'm just hearing about it. Okay, sir, let me just finish up because this bled over into this segment. This would be the, we tried to tell you, you were warned.
Uh-huh.
These are all the Trump voters that had the after on and they're in the find out phase.
Yeah, exactly.
Not even a month in. This one has the bad spelling that I'm used to in my hate letters.
Okay.
The guy, bulimic ditch licker. Oh, that's Tom, by the way, that calls me the bulimic ditch licker. I'm sorry,
glad
14-year-old sister's
up.
Listening. We'll just tell her, we'll make up something, what that means. WTH.
What the
I think
hell?
She meant F.
What the hell?
Happened to my so IAL security spousal benefits, survivor's benefits on February 3rd being cut by $600. Went from $1,900 a month to $1,300. I almost dropped dead. Nothing has changed. 68 years old, raising 14-year-old grandson, no food stamps. Florida said I made too much. Nothing, just my Social Security. How the heck do I pay my bills and feed my grandson? I thought Social Security wasn't supposed to be cut. I voted for Trump. Guess I was an idiot. I'm not saying anything, Chris.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying. You know what? That's the best gift I can give sometimes. I don't speak.
Just welcome them with open arms.
Welcome to you and your superior judgment. My neighbor who just lost his government job took down his Trump 2024 Make Liberals Cry Again sign off his garage. I had a good chuckle. Okay, and one last one. Donald Trump, this is crazy. Americans can't pay rent or buy food even with jobs, and now Trump takes away funding for help centers like Holy Family Institute, Salvation Army, United Way, etc. So Americans don't even have places to go now for help. I voted for you, but damn. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, we tried to tell you. You were warned, right? I'm just saying, we tried to tell you. I'm going to be taking a nap for a minute.
No, you need to talk to Carl Fritch.
After my nap. I want a cookie now.
A graham cracker?
Yes. Okay, now Carl's here. I'm back.
Carl.
Carl Fritch, let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County school board friend, shall we? CarlFritch.com. Hi, CarlFritch.com. How are you?
I'm swell. How are you? You know, when you prefer the nightmares of nap time to reality.
Yes. But we were just talking about, like, Jesse Waters on Fox last night, you know, whining about somebody he knows personally that, you know, asking Trump to undo XYZ. He had, what's his name? Which celebrity?
Zachary Levi.
I don't know who he is. Yeah. He's whining about people he knows that are affected now. And it's like a lot of these Republicans, right, when they're trying to get exceptions. They're like, oh, but you weren't supposed to hurt us. You know, can you just hurt the people we hate, please? I mean, that's what's so infuriating about this, Carl.
Well, I mean, billionaire is going to billionaire.
Yeah.
This is how you get the money cobbled together slowly to pay for the money that they're going to hand over to the billionaires.
Yeah.
You know, and the rest is debt and the rest is deficit spending. And so, you know, I think people are waking up to a reality that that they don't like, and it's going to have repercussions for sure. Polling's beginning to indicate just how unpopular these changes are.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's what's so infuriating is none of this is popular, including Musk. They just did polling on how unpopular Musk and Zuckerberg are, you know, who helped install him and are sitting there in the front row of the inauguration. And none of this is popular, right? I mean, we just played Tammy Baldwin. Last night, the president said, I'm not touching Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, VA. I'm not touching them. By morning, he endorsed the House resolution, which paves the way for massive cuts to Medicaid. Well, they keep trying to figure out, like, oh, how can we only, you know, hurt the blue states and not the red states? But they're not going to be able to do that, are they? All these people that didn't think they meant them are going to be hurt.
I mean, look, even in Alaska, you've got their Republican congressman having a town hall the other day where, you know, a large percentage of workers in Alaska are federal employees, and they're coming to him saying, why aren't you stopping this? And he says he can do nothing about it, or that he didn't know it was going to come, or that he didn't know it was happening. And so,
right, Don Bacon was like, oh, not my farmers. Can't you do something? It's like, no, y'all voted for and or enabled this.
You campaigned for this.
Yeah.
And by the way, none of this had to happen because it's only about 6% of the budget.
Yeah.
That this had to happen.
Carl, somebody said it, I think, on TV the other day, but it's really true. It's like, the difference is, like, we believed him, everything he said. They didn't. Still, after all these years, they're like, oh, he's just talking. What? It's just Trump. He's not going to do that, right? And we're like,
people hear what they want to hear. And, you know, I think reality is catching up with people, and they don't like what they see. And so join us. Like, you've got elections coming up. A lot of people have special elections coming up. Get ready. We got a year and a half, and we've got the midterm elections. And only a Democratic Congress can bring accountability to the administration.
Yeah. I mean, you know, unfortunately, Carl, a lot more people, given everything that's happened with, you know, the Doge bags and Musk since then, have, you know, have concerns about the 2024 election and therefore the midterms, you know. I mean, Malcolm Nance yesterday said, yeah, I guess you can't rule it out. That I don't know. Well, we can only send Bella in to flip one of the Doge boys. That Bella's our personal honeypot. That's the only way. But I, you know, but at the same time, Carl, I want to be careful. I said this yesterday. I want to be careful because that's part of it, is depressing our turnout, is making people feel like, oh, it's all rigged and your vote's not going to matter, so just stay home. So I don't. It's such a fine line. It's such a balance. But, you know, the fact is there were 67 bomb threats connected to Russia in Democratic polling places. Obviously, there's speculation about USB drives and whatever Musk might have done, and Trump coming right out and saying, oh, he knows those vote counting machines. And, you know, and again, don't know whether he's admitting to another crime in public or he's just owning the libs, right?
Look, the only way that we're going to turn the clock back here is in the courts and at the ballot box. So people can't be discouraged. You know, that's exactly what people want,
right,
is for people to turn out and vote.
Right.
Thus far, we're not seeing that's the case. Look at the special elections that have happened in this country since last November.
Yeah.
And Democrats have performed very, very well. So that is at least heartening.
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, but here we are with the media again. I loved a couple of these tweets, Carl. EM said, why, TF, don't American journalists fact check him to his face in real time? That's your job. Start doing it. I mean, just Ukraine, we just went through those lies. The Social Security lie, the most outrageous lies. I, you know, Don Winslow, our friend, said, it's stunning to me every newscast is not starting their shows with, the Trump administration has fired individuals involved in the care and security of our nuclear weapons, aviation security, bird flu, and infectious disease response. This is all in less than a month. There was another plane crash yesterday in Arizona. This is not normal, Carl. I mean, that's the thing. And the fact, like, how long can they blame an administration that had zero crashes on their watch to one that's had eight in less than a month?
How long can they do it? As long as we will allow them to do it. You know, I have a feeling there will be a special exhibit in the Trump Presidential Library where they do this. And so, you know, yeah. The only way that we're going to stop it, again, is by putting people in Congress who will stand up and use their authority in Congress to hold the administration accountable.
Yeah.
That requires, in part, on us having the majority. So, you know, I think we need to continue to surface the things that are happening. We need to continue to point them out.
And, you know, I will say, we were talking yesterday, I guess Jen Psaki made some comments, and you were a former Democratic strategist, obviously, Carl, but she just was talking about talking the way normal people talk, that people don't usually use the words oligarchy or authoritarianism, even though it's true and it's a danger and it's happening. But all those people I just played, all those, that's all people talking about how their personal lives were affected by. And I think that is the stuff we have to talk about. I mean, Tristan Snell is good at this. He said Biden capped insulin at $35 a month. Republicans are now undoing it. Biden capped an inhaler at $35 a month. Republicans are now undoing it. Biden stopped banks from hurting you with overdraft fees. Republicans are now undoing it. Trump, Musk, and the GOP are raising your costs. I mean, that's something people feel, right?
Period. And those are the voters that, you know, could go either way. They need to hear about those real life examples. I mean, this is what we were talking about at the end of the last election, was how people needed to hear about how these plans were shaping up for average everyday Americans, what Kamala Harris was proposing versus what Donald Trump was proposing. And it had traction with people. I just don't think it had long enough of a runway. And so every day that this administration is not focused on the cost of living, which, by the way, is every day, we need to be pointing that out. And every time they take actions that make it harder for everyday Americans to afford their way of life, which is basically every day.
Right.
We need to be pointing that out.
I mean, here's a, because, you know, we keep talking about how do we break through this disinformation bubble that is just getting worse, if anything, since the election. These lies about, you know, waste and fraud, and, you know, dead people getting Social Security. I mean, I said it from my experience, but I thought this was a book and beer review said, anyone who has dealt with the estate of a deceased parent is laughing at the accusation that Social Security is paying years after someone's death. I've never seen a government agency work so quickly in my life to stop those benefits. I mean, that's something I would think most people, you know, you prove to me, show me one person. You have a deceased relative. Show me one. Do they keep getting checks? I mean, that's how you fact check this, I guess.
They go to the funeral home. They have to fill out paperwork.
Thank you.
It's over.
My mom was on, obviously, Social Security and Medicare when she died at 100 years old. Like, it stops on a dime. That's how it works. They notify the funeral home. The funeral home. I mean, it's – anyway, because I sometimes get at a loss for how you combat such obvious, ridiculous lies that the MAGA base seems to still believe, you know, anything Trump says, right?
We're never going to convince the mega base of anything, right? The only thing that really convinces people of the need for political change, if they're one position and are going to the exact opposite, is something, you know, personally cataclysmic. And so for some people, that's going to be losing the benefits they're getting from the government. Some people, it's going to be losing their government jobs, et cetera. But most MAGA people are not going to change their mind, and they don't make up a majority of the country. So we need to continue to focus on communicating our message to people who can be persuaded, which is a small portion of the middle, but also all the people that didn't turn out and vote in 2024 who had turned out previously.
Yeah.
To let them know that we are on their side and that this is not normal, that we can right this ship, and that we need their help to do it.
Yeah. Well, that's why what you do, you know, as head of a board of education is so important. This last one I saved for you. Sabrina said, every damn thing that's happening right now is fully predictable to anyone with any understanding of history. And yet many Americans are still stumbling around shocked and surprised. We told you, we warned you, history has all the spoilers. I mean, it's just what's happening with Russia and Ukraine. It's like, has anyone read a book about World War II that currently voted for Trump?
Well, and, you know, I think we have limited, there's limited value in the, we told, I mean, it doesn't not feel
good. Oh, it's fun, though. And it's soul cleansing.
It doesn't not feel good. How's that for a double negative?
Never underestimate the power of,
go ahead. I think there's more value politically pointing out the truth to people who are willing to hear.
Yeah, well, here's what I have to say to that. I'm kidding, Carl. This is why we have you. This is why we have serious, important people on the show like
That's
you.
Right.
To balance this. All right. We love you, Carl Frisch.
Thank you, Carl.
There he goes. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show. Brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know that feeling you slip into bed and everything just feels like, it's this, thank God, merciful God, another day of this is over.
Yeah.
Cozy Earth Bamboo Sheet Set. It is next level soft, like buttery. Melt into your mattress soft. Mm. Sheets are temperature regulating. You stay cool, comfortable, and wrapped in five-star luxury all night long. And when you step out of the shower, Cozy Earth Luxe Bath Sheets. Oh, my God. 100. First of all, huge. No one's ever seen anything so huge. Ultra absorbent, softer than anything you've ever dried off with.
Goodness.
Trust me, once you try them, there is no going back.
Nope.
Cozy Earth, all about turning your home into a
sanctuary.
Yes. Oh, I was backing up to do it, but then you did it for me. Thank you. Okay, 100-night sleep trial, 10-year warranty. Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off the softest sheets, towels, pajamas, and more. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
So, who is responsible for these outrages?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, I know. The state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, overwhelmed, like we're going in the wrong direction and there's nothing we can do about it. There are ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do, switch your phone to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, and the ACLU. Over the years, that's added up to over $95 million. Those nonprofits need our help more than ever right now. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company: fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching so smart and easy, and you make a difference. Go to credomobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. That's credomobile.com. Don't forget that code is STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. credomobile.com. Type in the code STEPH25. Let me tell you about my new best friends at Native Path. It's made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types. They make up about 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. A lot of other brands use a rainbow of fibers and fillers, but all you really need for maximum benefits are types 1 and 3. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, no additives, no artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It also is completely flavorless. I put it in my coffee. You can do your smoothie, soup, you name it. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptide formula, it's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed into the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands, no clumping at all. And Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands, and only available at our special link. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Right now at Verlo, you save big on your new mattress during our President's Day sale. At Verlo, we make a better mattress at a better price that's backed with our lifetime comfort guarantee. We make all of our mattresses locally and pass the savings on to you. And for a limited time, all of our adjustable bases are on sale. You don't want to miss our President's Day sale. Wake up, sleep better. Verlo.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A federal judge sentenced former New Jersey U.S. Senator Bob Menendez January 29th to 11 years in prison for corruption charges and acting as a foreign agent. Menendez, a Democrat, was contrite in the courtroom but blasted the process as political and corrupted to the core in a not-so-subtle appeal to President Donald Trump. Menendez was convicted July 16th on all federal charges of conspiracy, bribery, extortion, wire fraud, obstruction, and acting as a foreign agent in schemes involving an Egyptian-American businessman and a New Jersey developer. In exchange for cash, a Mercedes convertible, and gold bars, Menendez used his influence as chair of the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee to procure exclusive import of halal processed meat products into Egypt. The New Jersey Monitor reports that Menendez then signed off on billions in U.S. military aid to the government of Egypt, despite the country's deteriorating human rights record. But times have changed. February 11th, the U.S. Justice Department ordered the Southern District of New York to drop bribery and corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. He was accused of taking illegal campaign donations from foreign nationals and doing favors in exchange for luxury travel. The apparent quid pro quo with the Trump administration prompted 6 SDNY attorneys to resign in protest. We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, Karen in Chicago. Hello. Hi, Karen. Boo, boo, boo. Foo, foo, foo.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Hello.
Good morning. You know, Steph, I'm old enough to remember when convicted felon 47 said, I've never met Project 2025. She seems nice, but she's not my type.
No, no, I would never grab her by the...
every
see?
Single thing.
Don't know 2025. Don't know her.
Exactly. Never heard of her. Yeah, so, but the, of course, but now we're seeing everything from Project 2025 being enacted. So we know everything that comes out of his mouth is a lie. And what Americans need to, and the media needs to stop doing is falling for the okey-doke. Now Elon Musk is saying that they're going to send every American $5,000 from the money that they've saved.
They, I swear
okay?
to God.
While
they are...
cutting Social Security.
Yeah, I mean, it is. Yeah. I saw that. I'm like, oh, my God. And they think we're dumb enough right. again. Right.
Right.
The waste that he has not found. He's going to send you all. It's like, you know, what's the sweepstakes thing at McMahon? Meets timeshare salesman.
Publisher's Clearinghouse.
Yes, right. Okay. Keith says.
Bella has no idea what that is.
It's okay. Donald Trump is openly calling himself a king. Any Republican who pretends they don't know where this is going is lying to you. He actually ended a tweet with long live the king.
Oh.
Oh, by the way. I've got to remember to turn the channel in my bathroom.
Yeah,
where,
don't do that.
Because I can't miss Nicole. That's when I'm taking my shower. I'll just let me take you through my schedule. That's when I'm naked. I'm taking my shower. I'm getting ready, putting my jammies
on. So you
on,
get naked for Nicole Wallace?
Yes, I can't miss a moment of Nicole Wallace. She doesn't mind that I'm naked. But this was, sometimes it's on MSNBC in the morning. I hear Mick Brzezinski go, oh, he called himself a king. Oh, well, no, he's just kidding, so let's not get triggered. Oh my God. Really? Really? You think that any of this is normal, right? Yes, Rude Pundit said Trump's whole view on Ukraine is so rapey. Did I say that? Mm-hmm. I said that.
You did.
Everything he says is rapey.
Well.
It's essentially that Ukraine should have laid back and taken it, like Russia's the star and Ukraine is just a seat to be grabbed. Thank you, Rude Pundit. That was rude, but very accurate.
Well, it's in his name.
Josh says another plane just crashed in Arizona, at least one person dead. This comes a day after Trump fired 20,000 employees, including hundreds of FAA employees. Dear God. Debbie in Phoenix, speaking of Arizona. Hey, Deb. Hi, Deb.
Hey, I am just speaking of that. First, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yep, go ahead.
First, I just want to say I'm a first-time caller. I'm totally fangirling right now. I'm, like, totally excited to talk to you. But second, I want to, about the plane crash in Arizona. That plane crash that happened at it's Mojave County Airport, I think it was. Mm-hmm. That airport is not monitored. It's a non-monitored airport, which means they do not have air traffic control.
Right. They don't
so
have a tower.
Just to be clear, there is no air traffic control.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So they monitor, the pilots monitor themselves by speaking with each other. And apparently these two planes did not see each other because of something to do with the wings. But anyway, it is tragic. Nonetheless,
yeah.
The other thing, real quick, I'm on my way to work. But the other thing, real quick, I wanted to mention is what is President Elon and the Orange Cheeto going to say about unemployment numbers when they come out after they fired all these people? And
oh,
cut
they
out all
will,
these
they'll blame Biden. Let me just,
and people have lost
let me,
their
yeah,
jobs.
They're going to blame Biden.
Spoiler alert: they're going to blame Biden.
Yeah.
he already has right, inflation, everything.
Yeah.
Christopher, who said, Mr. President, Ukraine did not start this war. Russia launched an unprovoked and brutal invasion, claiming hundreds of thousands of lives. The road to peace must be built on the truth. Who said that?
General Buck Turgidson.
No, that was Mike Pence. Oh. Is he still hanging around? Because they tried to hang him.
Yes.
So.
Uh-huh. I hear he's hung.
Mother would be very, very disappointed in you for that sort of filth. All right. Oh, can I say one hooray?
What?
Heroes of Democracy. Joe Rogan has slipped into the second spot. Midas Touch has become the country's most downloaded and listened to podcast, to which we say hooray.
Hooray.
We are not a podcast, once again. We're a radio show. But we say yay to that,
yep.
right?
Yep.
That is a victory. Please support our friends over at Midas Touch. We're Dr. D.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll be live from downtown Hayward, Wisconsin for the 51st annual American Birkebeiner. Yes, outside. Join us. It should be fun.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 6,000 probationary IRS workers could be laid off as soon as today. And says ABC's Rachel Scott, that's not the only place preparing for thousands of fewer workers.
At the Pentagon, sources tell ABC News Secretary Pete Hegseth is preparing to fire or remove a series of top generals and senior officials, a list of their names already circulating among Republicans on Capitol Hill. The big question doesn't include the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, C.Q. Brown. Hegseth once said Brown had to go. The Pentagon now moving forward with an 8% cut, roughly $50 billion, that the agency says will be redirected toward other defense priorities.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The bodies of four Israeli hostages handed over today to Israel.